Environmental Protection Agency wants to cut down on emissions from coal-fired power plants. So the agency has a new package of major policy rules, and they're drawing widespread opposition from business interests and from some states. And perhaps nowhere does the environmental battle in the United States rage harder than in Kentucky, one of six coal-producing states in the Appalachian region. Here's Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell.
An overreaching environmental protection agency in Washington is blocking new jobs for Kentuckians and Americans by waging a literal war on coal.
Mine owners have long complained that Washington is withholding permits for surface mines. But the Environmental Protection Agency says surface mining has the potential to damage water supplies for hundreds of years. Just try telling that to Earl Clemens. He's lived in the mountains of Hazard County, Kentucky, all his life, and he sees forests teeming with life. Here he is talking to our partner, the BBC.
Not long ago, we introduced elk into this part of the country, and we've got the second largest elk herd in the country. That's the environment that we've created for them.
But in eastern Kentucky, the hills are also full of coal. And Earl's company runs a number of mines, or at least tries to run a number of mines. But he says the federal government isn't helping.
Well, what they're doing, they're making it almost impossible to get permits, and we laid 17 people off. It's just because we're waiting on permits that we may or may not get.
The EPA says it has an obligation to protect water quality throughout Appalachia. And as Earl mentioned, scores of permits, mostly for surface mining, are being held up. The economic consequences, says Bill Bissett, president of the Kentucky Coal Association, are disastrous.
We do feel very under siege from this administration, and we have more than 18,000 coal miners in Kentucky, and for every one coal miner, you have three other people who depend on that one coal miner for their job. You know, we don't want a stimulus package, we just want a permit to work.
And Republican State Senator Brandon Smith goes even further. He wants the state declared an Environmental Protection Agency free zone.
We're turning our back on coal, oil, natural gas, things that nobody wants to dirty their hands with, but we all need.
With one of Hazard's many mines roaring in the background, he warns the government not to turn its back on fossil fuels.
We have to be able to provide jobs, we have to be able to provide people with opportunity, and we have to balance that with being responsible and environmentally friendly.
The Obama administration thinks a balance can be found, though Senator Mitch McConnell says the EPA's regulatory decisions defy logic, and he's accused the agency of changing the rules in the middle of the game. But here in eastern Kentucky, at least, King Coal is still what keeps a struggling economy alive. It transforms the landscape and, sometimes, people's lives.
What's that, Papa? What's that?
In the tiny hamlet of Vico, retired miner and preacher Truman Hurt is spending the day with his granddaughter. Truman's two decades down the mines have left him with black lung and a fierce mistrust of everything the industry does, particularly with the residue from surface mining.
They've never been held to the law. Why? I can't tell you. We've got an ecosystem. There's no other like it in the world, and they're destroying the thing.
The back and forth between old and new sources of energy and what it means for the economy and the environment is admittedly not new. The argument might feel as old as the hills, but in Kentucky, a state shaped, sustained, and sometimes scarred by coal, the battle is about to enter a whole new phase. Thanks to our partner, the BBC, and BBC reporter Paul Adams for the reporting and sound for this story.
I'm Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.